Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me. And there's tons of news to get to today. And as I'm sure a lot of you have noticed, there has been a huge U-turn as far as the Wuhan lab leak theory. At first, it was fringe. It was crazy. It was conspiracy theorist garbage, and it had been debunked. And now, you know, thanks to Dr. Fauci, it's actually being reconsidered. So I want to play Dr. Fauci's sudden U-turn on this before I bring on my next guest.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. And I think the real unfortunate aspect of what Senator Paul did is he was conflating research in a collaborative way with Chinese scientists, which was, you know, you'd almost have to say if we did not do that, we would almost be irresponsible because SARS-CoV-1 clearly originated in China. And we were fortunate to escape a major pandemic. So we really had to learn a lot more about the viruses that were there, about whether or not people were getting infected with bad viruses.
All right. So there's a lot of different things that Fauci says depending on the day. And this seems to be a habit of his. But my next guest, Scott Hounsell, has a piece out right now. And it's, is Dr. Fauci the mastermind behind the creation of SARS-CoV-2? Scott, thank you very much for joining the Grace Curley Show.
Hey, Grace, how are you doing?
Scott, this is a very controversial headline, and I'm sure a lot of people don't even want to go near it, but you break down exactly why you're so skeptical of Dr. Fauci and now his sudden change of heart on the origin of the virus. Let's go back to the beginning, because what he mentioned in that last clip is that we had this responsibility to study the SARS virus and to understand these viruses. You kind of go into that in this piece.
Correct. The fact remains is that there's this type of research is referred to DURC, or dual use research of concern. That means that the research can be used for two different things. It can be used to cure or prevent, invent vaccines or treatments for viral infections, or it can be used to create a super virus that can be weaponized for biowarfare. In this particular case, coronaviruses are studied as a means of determining if there's going to be a zoonotic event, meaning that it naturally mutates between an animal and a human. And therefore we need to prevent that by developing treatments and vaccines to prevent that pandemic. In this particular case, we are starting to look at the fact that there was a potential that SARS-CoV-2, the virus responsible for COVID-19, may have been as a result of research on making viruses deadlier in order to prevent pandemics. So the very thing it was trying to prevent, it ended up creating.
Yeah. And Scott, I know that there's a few doctors involved in this piece that you wrote, but I want to focus on Dr. Ralph Baric. And I had you on the show before and we talked about him, but it seems like even since then, you have uncovered more information about the kind of work he was doing, the amount of money he was getting for these studies. And there's an interesting part of it, and I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but where they were told to stop this kind of research, and Dr. Baric did not stop this research. Is that correct?
Correct. So in most of the research that he's done since, he has actually put a warning, I guess, in the research. And this particular talk, this particular one talks about biosafety and biosecurity. And it says the current paper is reviewed by the funding agency, the National Institute of Health. And the continuations of these studies have been requested and approved by the NIH. So despite the fact that the Health and Human Services Department has issued a moratorium, and that moratorium included a direction to the NIAID and the NIH to discontinue funding after the current funding year, the NIH continued gain-of-function research for Dr. Ralph Barrick through the years of 2015, 2016, and 2017 while that moratorium was in place.
Yeah, and that's an issue because you say Barrick wasn't the only one ordered to cease this type of research. In fact, at least 14 other institutions received letters to pause research. Now, what is the importance of it being the NIH? I know this, but I think it's important we explain to people why Dr. Barrick's relationship with NIH should stick out to them.
Well, particularly the fact that the NIAID is a subsidiary of the NIH. And so any of the funding that would be taking place on viral research regarding pandemics would essentially be under the purview of Dr. Anthony Fauci. So the fact that he could say that gain of function research wasn't being conducted by Ralph Barrick, which again, we know is not true because Barrick in his own admission is saying I'm conducting gain of function research. But in addition, he said, even if it was being conducted, it is done so within the purview and the direction of the HHS. Well, the problem is the HHS directive is clear. Do not conduct this research and cease funding of any additional research from this point forward, which they didn't do. So Fauci's testimony that he gave to Senator Rand Paul a few weeks ago is now looking more and more like it is probably false. And that is that we know that Barrick was conducting gain-of-function research, and we know it was done outside of the moratorium on gain-of-function research at the direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, and I think that the part of it that where Dr. Rand Paul accused Dr. Fauci of parsing his words was when he started really going back and forth about gain-of-function and whether or not that's what they were specifically funding. But I've read from other people involved in this field that they really had no idea what the money was actually being used for once they sent it over, and that gain-of-function could have fallen into that and they just wouldn't have known.
Well, fortunately enough for us, there is research and there's evidence to suggest that that's not the case. For instance, the particular part three of my article series is actually going to be out today. And in that actually discusses the fact that these studies were done after the moratorium, after the order that it was done. And it's acknowledged that the moratorium was in effect and that the NID was still funding it. In addition, the fact that the discussion is whether or not EcoHealth Alliance, which was awarded a $3.7 million grant by the NIH to study bat coronaviruses, was conducting gain-of-function research. The president of EcoHealth Alliance is a guy by the name of Peter Daszak. Mr. Daszak is a very well-known guy. He's out there always talking about the next zoonotic event that will lead to a pandemic. They actually have been conducting research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology with Dr. Xizheng Li on viral mutations of SARS viruses. So this is, again, this is going back to the fact that there are studies that they've published in both 2016 and 2017 that show and admit that they were conducting this type of research. The fact is that the funding for this research was done through EcoHealth Alliance. And so their argument is going to be, well, it's not technically gain-of-function research. However, the identical experiments conducted by Ralph Barrick in the United States came with the warning that they were gain-of-function research. So they can't kind of parse their words here and say that. Additionally, one of the studies conducted by Ralph Barrick here in the United States, in conjunction with Xizheng Li in China, was funded by EcoHealth Alliance and also labeled as gain-of-function research. So all these players that have been all kind of circling the wagons and saying it wasn't gain-of-function research, we weren't doing any experiments or any of the rest of it, are now kind of looking like they are all kind of covering each other's butts on this and saying, hey, let's all circle the wagons and let's make sure that we're protecting everyone. I think Ralph Baric was the first off the ship, though, with his letter that he wrote a couple weeks ago that said, hey, you know what? We need to investigate the origins of this virus.
Yeah, and I just want to say, I'm speaking with Scott Hounsell from Red State. I just want to say something I've been noticing, and obviously with your piece, you're very much getting into all the details with this, but just from someone who watches the political kind of atmosphere around these things, Dr. Fauci was really, really confident for a long time, and he had no problem aggravating people and ruining businesses and ruining the economy. And it wasn't until he met his match with Rand Paul where he suddenly, I think, kind of figured out he might have been overplaying his hand and that someone might eventually look into this. Am I being too skeptical? Because the more I read of pieces like yours, and yours is a three-part series, but it does feel like he's realizing the walls are closing in.
I think that you're reaching a point here that's very important to realize that everything kind of happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci was absolutely adamant a few weeks ago that gain-of-function research was not being conducted at the WIV. It was. That it wasn't being funded by the NIH. It was. Ralph Baric wasn't conducting gain-of-function research. He was. So all these things that he was saying that is now kind of coming out is like, still isn't true at all. He's now suddenly trying to backpedal and say, well, maybe we could investigate this. And that way he has cover that if it ever does come out that this was a release from the lab, that he has cover and saying, oh, I didn't know. But in this particular case, like I said, when did Ralph Baric write his letter? This letter that Ralph Baric wrote regarding investigating the originations of the SARS virus or the SARS-CoV-2 virus was written 3 days after the testimony given by Dr. Fauci before Senator Paul. So again, you got to look at this from the point of view that, like, why is everyone now all of a sudden kind of backing away from these claims?
Yeah, they're on their they're on their heels.
Yeah, the only people that are sticking with it are CCP stooges. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's either Xinjiang Li, who is a literal employee of the Chinese government, or Peter Daszak, who is the WHO investigator, who, the president of the EcoHealth Alliance, who signed off on the fact that this was zoonotic and not an escape from the lab.
Now, Scott, I have one more question for you.
It's all kind of coming back to roost.
I have one more question for you. Do you think there's a chance, because we've already seen just in your piece alone, which people can find at Red State, there's a lot of paperwork and there's, you know, a lot of proof that people knew more than they're saying. Do you think we're going to find email chains or, you know, anything that really pinpoints when these experts knew more than they claim?
Well, I'll simply tease it as this, that my next piece on this will specifically delve into who knew what and when.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
And there are emails. In fact, Dr. Baric's emails were FOIA'd. And he was paid, like, for instance, he was paid an honorarium by EcoHealth Alliance in 2020. Again, sounds like hush money to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, all these things that kind of play out. I mean, again, EcoHealth Alliance was asking Dr. Baric on advice on how to get funding through DARPA defense related projects. So why is DARPA, under the Department of Defense, doing viral research? And why is Peter Daszak, if he's not doing gain of function research, concerned with how to get funding for DARPA related issues? So there's all sorts of things that are coming out here as what, who knew what, when, and so stay tuned.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Scott. And Scott, where can people follow you on Twitter? Because I know you're posting all of these articles almost on a daily basis now.
Yes, at HoundSizzle on Twitter. And of course, you can find my stuff over at redstate.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott. We'll be back on the other side. I want to hear what you guys think about this. Am I in the conspiracy theory world? I think Scott makes a lot of good points. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Well, Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Hope you're all enjoying the show so far. I love talking to Scott Hounsell. I know it's a little in the weeds, but I think it's important for us to kind of understand just how shady all of this is. If you didn't trust Dr. Fauci before, I don't think you're going to trust him now. And speaking of that, there was a new poll out, and a lot of people don't think that St. Fauci is as trustworthy as they once did. His poll numbers, like Joe Biden's, are plummeting. It's almost like the ratings at CNN. They can't get any lower. All right, now I want to do the poll question here, and then we'll go to the calls. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. Jared, what's the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
If you had to watch one CNN show, which would it be? The Lead with Jake Tapper, AC360 with Anderson Cooper, Cuomo Primetime, or Don Lemon Tonight?
Oh, I shudder to think that I'm ever in this situation. What evil person is standing there saying to me, you have to watch one of these? Jeff Zucker? I'm going to say Jake Tapper.
Jake Tapper polling at 38%. Anderson Cooper, 46% in the lead. 10% for Cuomo Primetime. 3% for Don Lemon. And for those asking, we didn't put Brian Stelter on there because he would have won hands down.
Wow. I'm baffled. Most people would want to watch Jake Tapper. And the second one was they'd want to watch Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper is in the lead.
That
Jake Tapper is second.
Because Anderson Cooper, you know, as Howie said, his ratings are contagious. He took them over to Jeopardy, and he tanked that ship. Interesting. Mark, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. You're next.
Yeah. Hi, Grace. Yeah, I like your last guest.
Thank you.
First of all, I just wanted to say, though, thank God for Rand Paul. I mean, he has been fantastic.
He really has. But I agree.
But not specifically on Fauci, though, but I think the real problem here is the weakness in foreign policy with Biden. I really do. I mean, when they're talking about China, you know, you hear all these theories. I think with China, as with Russia, you know, with that pipeline that they sabotaged, you know, he's afraid to do anything. I mean, I think he's afraid to confront Putin, and I think he's afraid of China.
Absolutely. And Mark, I'm just stopping you there because you just brought up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and I think it's very important people hear this. The audio stinks because you can't really understand Joe Biden, but he got asked a question yesterday about this very thing. The reporter asked him why he has decided to let Germany and Russia build to continue building Nord Stream 2. And just to Mark's point about how feckless and weak this man is, he responded, and I'm reading here word for word, because it's almost completely finished, number one. The idea that anything that it's not like I can allow Germany to do something they're not. I have been opposed to Nord Stream 2 from the beginning, but it's almost completed by the time I took office. And to go ahead and impose sanctions now, I think would be counterproductive now in terms of our European relations. Here's a question, because he has no problem shutting down pipelines in the United States. Were those pipelines almost finished, or are they completely done? Insane. You're absolutely right, Mark.
To be clear.
To be clear, we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, I'm very excited. We will have one of the mothers who was at the... It wasn't a protest. They just wanted to come into the meeting in Malden to talk about the kids taking their masks off. But they were locked out. Like I said, if you have to lock people out or arrest people when they disagree with you, you might want to go back to the drawing board on... your reasoning and your debate skills. But we're going to have one of the moms. She's joining us at 2:05. And I want to recommend people, and this is a slightly a plug to my favorite newspaper, but you really should check out the article at the Boston Herald. I'm sure it will be in Howie's homework today. The pictures are really great, and there's a lot of video from it as well. All right, now, we did talk a lot today about Dr. Fauci, about gain of function. I find this to be fascinating because as complicated as some of it is, some of it's very simple. And I think that Rand Paul did a phenomenal job, as one of my callers pointed out, at kind of exposing the hypocrisy of Dr. Fauci and all of his lies. I mean, there is a good amount of times where he did not tell the truth. And I want to go through some of this sound because it's amazing how this theory that was floated by President Trump and was completely mocked and ridiculed and dismissed is now gaining traction. And before I do that, as an excuse to play some of our changes sound, I'm going to read you a few more of these old, we'll call this the old versus the new. This is an old headline. The theory pushed by, this is Business Insider. The theory pushed by Trump that the coronavirus began at a laboratory in Wuhan is pure fabrication, according to the lab's director. And then today, or this week, three Wuhan lab workers were sick enough to go to the hospital in November of 2019, report says, bolstering calls to reconsider the coronavirus lab leak theory. You mean the pure fiction that's being pushed by Trump? Huh, seems like something's changed. Here's another one from Business Insider. And this guy, Drew Holden, says, unfortunately, there was a lot to work with for Business Insider. I couldn't help but include these two pieces that haven't exactly aged perfectly. This is May 2nd, 2020. A fringe theory suggests the coronavirus could have leaked from a lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, but there's no evidence of this. Here's why an accidental lab leak is extremely unlikely. And then today, or no, this is also April 2020, Trump cut funding for a group researching bat-to-human virus transmission after unfounded conspiracy theories linked it to a Wuhan lab. Thou may change me, but I can't waste time. Oh, this is one of my favorites. This is from The Hill. Now, this is old, okay? This is 2020. Feels like 5 years ago, but it was only last year. Even as the World Health Organization and others say they've seen no evidence linking coronavirus to being created in a Chinese lab, President Trump is doubling down on his efforts to blame China for the virus. You see how they frame that? They frame it. And the man, Drew Holden, points this out. He says, Trump is portrayed as acting in bad faith. And then that framing gets jettisoned when no longer necessary. Now, today we have this. COVID-19 Wuhan lab theory gains more credibility. Oh, the times they are changing. It's crazy. It's crazy how quickly this happens. And when I really was at one point watching these COVID pressers every single day when President Trump was holding them, I did find it kind of amazing how twisted we were in this country where this virus came, it created a massive pandemic, it took over the country, it ruined a lot of people's lives, people died, people were out of work, and there was this push to find any way, because, you know, a lot of people were comparing Trump in those moments to being a wartime president because it's a big deal. You're at the bully pulpit. You know, you're talking to the entire nation. And immediately there was this thirst from his detractors to blame him, for this pandemic. And there was no desire, absolutely no desire to even look at China. Anytime Trump said the China virus, he was called a racist. Anytime anything was brought up, you were called a conspiracy theorist. But it was totally fine to blame him for every single death. Blood was on his hands. Ron DeSantis, you could put body bags out in Florida on the beaches. We were all turning on each other in America. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. And no one said, Well, let's go to the place it started. It started in Wuhan, where Trump had to, you know, stop the flights from China. Because the media, and it was kind of clever, but it was also, it shows you how dumb they think we are. They said that calling it the China virus was racist, and blaming China or even putting any responsibility on the Chinese government was racist, when really there's no connection there. You can hold a government responsible for something, and you should. Oh my God, we should. Do you know how much this has set us back? Do you know how much damage this has done? And all these people want to do is to write about how Trump, you know, expected people to inject Lysol into their lungs or whatever lines they keep coming up with. They have no criticism for China. They have so much criticism for the guy who used to be president. And that never sat right with me. I'm like, when do we come together and go, wow, this is not right what happened? We got to get to the bottom of it. The only time the Democrats ever came to that conclusion was when Dr. Fauci started panicking and started saying, oh, this Rand Paul, he won't shut up. All right, so let's play a little bit of Rand Paul. Let's do a flashback here. This is cut 25, please, Jared.
Not you don't think inserting China. A bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is
you would
not
be in the minority, because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant.
He has him so backed into a corner. It is delicious. He goes, we do not send it. That's not what he's asking you. Do you think we should? I love how they have this selective hearing. They don't understand things when they don't want to answer the question. Cut 29, please, Jared.
Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute
of Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
Yeah, and he happens to be very close with, or shares information with another doctor in Wuhan, if I remember that correctly. I just wish he would answer the questions. And it doesn't matter how many times Fauci says it's not gain of function. Just because you say it doesn't make it so. And suddenly the 200 doctors and scientists who are saying it is gain of function, suddenly they're just Twitter people. You know, they don't matter anymore. Josh, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and say that I'm pretty frustrated with the liberals in the media and in the government, but mostly because they make people like you seem reasonable. And for someone on the left, it's a real bummer to have to, like, deal with somebody like you seeming somewhat reasonable.
Oh, I can't. You know what, Josh? I'm going to take that. It's a Wednesday. I'm feeling good. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
All right. Yeah, that's great. You should, because you should.
All right. Thanks, Josh. I appreciate the call. Keep listening. That's what I like about this show, is I know not everybody agrees with me. Okay. I get that. Not everybody's a big Trump supporter. I understand that. But we are at a point where it's not left versus right. It's just common sense versus radical, crazy ideas. Tony, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. You know, Tony, if you want to keep the compliments rolling in, feel free.
All right. Well, yeah, no problem. You're nailing it today, Grace. I'm in lockstep with you, really. Good afternoon to you. It's a pleasure to talk to you again, really. And I just want to tell you, Grace, that you're doing a great job. And you know something? I said from day one of this thing, this was absolutely intentional by China. You got a president, President Trump, who was pushing back on trade, pushing back on China. They needed to do something, right? And this here is intentionally put on our country by China, the China virus. That's what it is. Let's just call it what it is. And I'll go a step further. Let's start using the word bioterrorism. This is an act of war.
See, Tony, hold on.
People are afraid to say it, and that's what it is.
Tony, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the kind words. I cannot say that because I don't know that. I'm a big believer, and this is why I think people like Josh enjoy the show. I'm a big believer in finding out what actually happened. And while I do think there were definitely things that happened as far as flights going out of Wuhan to the rest of the world, but not to the rest of China and things like that, I think there were stories about stuff like that. I don't want to say it was intentional because I don't know that. And I could get myself in trouble if I don't clarify that we got to go based off what we know. And I'm very much interested right now in what Dr. Fauci knew. That's what I want to get to the bottom of. Tony, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's play a little bit, speaking of President Trump here. Cut 20, please, Jared.
I think it was obvious to smart people that's where it came from. I have no doubt about it. I had no doubt about it. I was criticized by the press because China has a lot of people taken care of. They took care of Hunter. They took care of Joe. They took care of everybody, didn't they? And people didn't want to say China.
No, he's absolutely right. I mean, there's no, I find it hilarious that people tried to make the connection that, you know, Trump was in the pocket of China more than, say, Hunter Biden. I mean, that's just laughable. It's just laughable. There wasn't a Chinese businessman who was giving Don Jr. a massive diamond in a hotel room. I mean, at some point, you just got to wake up and smell the roses. I also just, Jared, if you will, be patient with me. I want to play one more cut here because I'm noticing a theme. Now the left cannot handle admitting that they were wrong about this and that they were really purposefully wrong. They wanted to be wrong. I say this all the time. It used to be the excuse was, well, we wanted to be first. You know, it was more important for us to be first than it was to be right. But now they're first and they hope they're wrong. They just want to be wrong as long as they can until they're forced to change it. And so obviously they were wrong about this, but they were able to run with it for a long time. And now they have to come back with their hat in their hands and admit that Trump might have been onto something. But no one has less self-awareness than Chris Cuomo. I mean, it's really startling. And he has the same habit as his older big bro. He likes to ask himself questions and then answer them. Cut 5.
We're going to stay on these questions about how we fix policing, how we get things better, things that are creating division through disinformation. Like what else? COVID. Where did COVID start? Do you know? I don't know. I do know that everybody is now saying it had to come out of this lab, which somehow is a suggestion they did it to us on purpose. So let's go back to zero on this, because I'm trying to make it better, and I actually think I was adding to the confusion. Let's go back to zero. Let's bring in a top COVID researcher who will tell us, if you want to know the answer to this, here's how you go about finding it. Next.
Let's go back to zero. Well, your ratings are close. You're almost there. A couple more nights, I think you'll get there. Just give it time. Just give it time, dear Fredo. Just give it time. I've had my fair share of free lunches during my time at the Howie Carr Radio Network, and all the food is amazing, but you guys know what I'm going to say, because my loyalty lies with Aviva Trattoria. Their food is amazing. Whether you're a pizza person, a pasta person, chicken parm sandwiches, homemade chips, I mean, the arancini balls, the risotto. Jared, I'm trying to think what your favorites are.
I am big into the pizzas, but I also love the risotto. The short rib risotto is phenomenal.
To die for.
I can't get over that. Also, their sandwiches are great.
Yes. The bread is so fresh.
It's I believe it's like artisan focaccia bread or something like that. It is it's wonderful. Even their Italian, which is pretty much cold cuts, is amazing.
Everything at Aviva is amazing. Their pesto dips that they usually give you on the side are so good. And Howie's a big fan of the cannolis. We love the...
The limoncello mousse cake was... Oh, my God.
But you know what, Jared? If we keep going like this, we'll be here all day because we could talk all day about how much we love the food. Now, if you want to win a Grace Curley Show experience, go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter to win the Aviva VIP experience. But you guys can also check out the restaurants if you want to. If you don't win, you just go visit them. They have four locations in Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. I went to the one in Maynard. Beautiful, great service. And they have a new location, which is opening in Malden in June. Takeout is also available. To enter to win the Aviva VIP lunch, go to gracecurlyshow.com. That's gracecurlyshow.com. Just enter your email and you will be in the contest. All right, when we get back, we got to go through more of the sound, Jared. I had you pull a lot today. So we have a lot of work to do on the sound front when we get back. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Got to keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to keep going with this Dr. Fauci stuff a little bit here. Actually, you know what, though? Russ has been on the line for a while. Russ, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Grace, since the communist Chinese withheld this information in the beginning, now there was only one logical reason why anyone would do that. That this, as far as I'm concerned, was a biological weapon that was underdeveloped. It accidentally got out of the research lab, and they had to squash it. That's what this thing is all about. And China cannot be trusted. Now they know that this biological weapon works, and they will create another biological weapon with a little different variants.
Yeah, I can't, again, I know people are going to get frustrated with me. I don't want to say that because I don't know that. And I'd really rather wait. I don't, unlike the left wing, I don't like to make these grand assumptions and then have to look back later and go, woo, that was a bad take. So let's just see. I mean, let's investigate it. Let's figure it out. But I do want to play a little bit here of Senator Kennedy asking Fauci if he thinks that scientists are influenced by CCP. Cut 23, please.
So you don't think the Chinese would lie to you?
Well, when you say the Chinese are a rather broad group. I know the scientists that we've dealt with have been trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. You think all the scientists have told the truth in terms of the origin of the Wuhan virus and not been influenced by the Communist Party of China, do you?
I don't have enough insight into the Communist Party in China to know the interactions between them and the scientists, sir.
Well, that right there is the problem, isn't it? From what I've gathered from the CCP.
Well, he clearly doesn't know the difference between a communist and a scientist.
He had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
And he said that he doesn't talk to enough people. All right, when we get back, guys, we're talking to a mom who is sick of the masks. Don't go anywhere.